Here we go. They got you, don't you worry. Oh, when I hear this song, I know it's about Curry and Claypo. I know that the world's going to be okay. I know I'm fine. It's all good. Check it back. Pump the brakes a little bit. We could all learn a little something by pumping the brakes in life. You know what I'm saying? Just pump the brakes, man. Don't make any major decisions. Don't knee jerk. Don't hit, don't quit. Check it back, brother. Speaking of pumping the brakes and checking it back, Dolly Parton is celebrating her 56th wedding anniversary. Is it today? She came out yesterday and told, you know, I love when I get around old people. I'm like, how'd you do it? How you do it? And they'll tell you the same thing. We're like, I don't know. We try to be faithful. We try to not lie to each other. We try to do the little things. We try to communicate all the things. Oh, we know all the answers. She said something that was very, very interesting, and I want to read it to you. I love Dolly Parton. We'll talk about that coming up in a few minutes. Plus, some brand new shows unveiling today right here on Tony Curry Radio. It's Tony Curry Live. White Snake, Slide It In from Slide It In. It's Tony Curry here on Tony Curry Live. Of course, a little bit later on today, we have some shows. The Damon Johnson Show, which runs at noon and 8. We're doing encore presentations. That we got about 15 or 20 of those. So we got those going on. And then, of course, the debut of our brand new show called When in Rome at 1 and 7. I think Stuart Rome, who's a good friend of mine from the Woodhouse Day Spas, Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com, said it best. He said, this show is kind of like a Seinfeld of radio. It's really a show about nothing. And I'm like, well, what do you want to talk about? And so we talk about the Woodhouse Day Spa because he's a client and I want business to go to his place. I get that, but he's like, let's just talk about things that make you feel good, make you look good, and certainly make you sound good. So he's like, can I play some classic rock? I said, it's your show, brother. Do your thing. So he picked 6 or 7 classic rock songs, Hoochie Coochie Man, Zeppelin, some greats. He loves Rush. So we're going to get after it. That show debuts at 1 and 7 today right here. And, of course, also Tony Curry Live, a replay later on tonight right here on Tony Curry Live and Tony Curry Radio. If you missed our conversation yesterday with Dr. Josh Claypo, he's my radio partner, but although we don't work together every day like we used to, we just got a lot going on and we're doing all these different shows. We still work together on Thursdays. You can go to wherever you see Tony Curry Live, a podcast on Audio Boom. Just search Tony Curry Live or Curry and Claypo, and you'll see those, and they're fantastic. Speaking of Whitesnake, the concert tour thing is just really strange. The Omicron thing, obviously, is starting to taper down a little bit, depending on what part of the country you're in. I don't even really follow it anymore, but whenever you turn the news on, it comes on. They give you the latest updates. I have not, knock on wood, heard anything about a new variant, God forbid. I think maybe this thing kind of just tapers off a little bit. I think we'll always have it, but I don't think it's going to be as bad. At least I'm hoping, I'm praying that we don't have another variant. We can get through spring and summer. Maybe we get things back to a little bit more of a normal thing. A lot of bands are feeling the same way. A lot of bands are like, screw it. We're going on the road. We're doing our thing until half the band's taken out by Omicron. And as long as you're healthy and the fans are healthy, they'll get after it. I was just at a Tennessee Titans game. There was 80,000 people there with no mask on. I'm like, okay, I'm vaccinated, so I really don't give a rat's ass. I'm good. My kids are vaccinated. So I'm like, let's go for it. Let's go. Try to be careful. Try to stay away from people. You're going to be rub up against strangers. But if you're at a ball game or concert, let's go. Let's get after it. And we should be okay as long as you're vaccinated. If you're not vaccinated, that's your deal. Whatever. So AC/DC, for example, we've been waiting for months, almost a year, to find out what they're going to do concert-wise. Nothing as of right now, but I think they're really waiting for it, you know. Listen, it takes a hell of a lot. When you can talk to Damon Johnson or any of our good rock friends, Austin Hanks, it takes a hell of a lot to put a show on. I mean, there are so many different pieces you don't even realize. It's just an amount of showing up with a couple of amplifiers and your guitar and just start playing. I mean, there's tickets and there's roadies and there's concert promoters and there's tickets. I mean, it's just, it's a hell of an underdoing. It really is. And so to set that all up, and then all of a sudden I have to cancel everything and then push everything back, it's just a pain. So I like the fact that AC/DC's like, we're going to make it right. We're going to get it right, and then we'll go for it. And that's what they're doing. Whitesnake has been pretty much doing anything any way they want, and I can't believe they're still on the road. David Coverdale is still getting after it. They're going to be in Velvers, Belgium, coming up. They're going to be in London, the UK, at the O2 coming up, Helsinki, Czechia. They're going to be in Switzerland. Austria, and then they're going to be making their way back to the United States later on this year if you want to go see Whitesnake. And they're exactly what you think they are. David Coverdale looks the same. One thing I do want to see, and I believe it's on Netflix, the Beatles specials. All of a sudden, these Beatles, the Get Back, and all these specials are coming out all over the place, and I believe that is coming to a theater near you. Does that open today? The Beatles Get Back on IMAX? I may have to go see that. Tony Curry live on Tony Curry Radio, the Tony Curry Radio app. We are getting after it here this morning with 515 and The Who, another great classic you only hear here. You've heard the song and you don't get a chance to hear it anywhere else. We're happy to play it. There's a lot of different places you can listen to classic rock and roll. We set the table for you. We even have that small little salad fork for you. All you got to do is sit down and eat. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's great classic rock and roll and some fantastic shows, too. Good morning to you, Andrew Steele, checking in here on Facebook Live. We're on Tony Curry's Facebook page and the Tony Curry Radio app. Download the Tony Curry Radio app. Get after it. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Got great shows. Got a debut of a brand new show today with Stuart Rome. It's called When in Rome. You may know him in the Woodhouse Day Spa. It's a show that's going to make you look good, feel good, and sound good. It's a classic rock show. Today we're going to talk about CBD oil. I don't have a clue about CBD oil. I don't know if it's legal. I don't know where you'd find it. I don't know what makes it legal or illegal. He's going to get through all that. We'll do that at 1 and 7 o'clock Central today on Tony Curry Radio, 1 and 7 o'clock Central. And then, of course, the Damon Johnson Show. We're doing encore presentations of that at noon and 8 every Friday right here. And also a replay of Tony Curry Live later on tonight between 6 and 7 o'clock. Austin Hanks. We had a great Blues Almighty show yesterday at noon and 8 right here on Tony Curry Radio. Fantastic show. I had a wonderful interview with him yesterday for about 20 minutes. We talked about Meatloaf, and he's he's got this great story about Meatloaf and ZZ Top that you're going to want to hear. I'll play that for you on Monday morning right here on Tony Curry Radio between 7:30 and 9:30. It is a fantastic story. You got to hear it. Monday morning right here on Tony Curry Radio with Austin Hanks, of course, of the Big Bad Blues Band. He plays with Barry Manilow, Burt Bacharach, Billy Gibbons, Meatloaf. The dude's met everybody. He's fantastic. His show, of course, the Blues Almighty on Thursdays at noon and 8. I know. It sounds like a lot's going on, man. Just download the Tony Curry Radio app. You won't miss any of it. Couple really interesting things that piqued my interest this morning. First of all, hairy women. There seems to be this new thing going on with women wanting to grow hair all over their bodies. And they're like, you know what, the hell with it. I'm tired of shaving my legs. I'm tired of shaving my armpits. I don't want to shave anymore. And that's fine. I have no problem with that at all. But I do have a little caveat coming from the men's side of the things. Not to say that we matter. Because you can be as hairy as you want. I don't know if that's going to help you find your next man or not. But we'll talk about that coming up in just a few minutes. Also, Dolly Parton. Is getting ready for her 56th wedding anniversary with her husband, Carl. She is so flipping cool. Dolly Parton is so flipping cool. I mean, just the fact she's married to a dude named Carl. He used to have his own asphalt business in Nashville, Tennessee. That's how they met. And relationships are hard, right? Unless, of course, it's like money. When you got money, money's never an issue. When you ain't got no money, money's a problem. If your relationship is great, it seems kind of easy. When your relationship's not great, or maybe you're going through a couple bumps in the road, we know that 50% of people get divorced and you meet six or seven different people before you actually find the one, the soulmate, blah, blah, blah. It's really hard. Relationships can be hard. You can make it as easy as you possibly want. But whenever I see someone that's been married for a long period of time, you want to know their secret. How do you do it? How are you doing it? And it always comes back to the same things. We communicate, we honor each other, we love each other, we try to keep things fresh and exciting, and we try to look nice for each other. It's all the normal things. We forgive each other, we try not to go to bed angry. It's all the things that we hear about, right? And Dolly Parton has thrown something else into the mix on this, and I want to talk about that in just a second because I think it's amazing. She's just, Dolly Parton is it, man. She just rocks. And she treats her husband like it's her husband. Not that he's Dolly Parton's husband. Dolly Parton gets home, she's just like a regular gal, but it's Dolly flipping Parton. And Carl should be a happy man, and she should be a happy gal because he sounds like a hell of a catch. But I don't know Carl. Do you know him? Anyway, she continues to do the thing. I want to read that story coming up in just a few minutes. There's one other thing, and I bring this up because we are in the process of starting a partnership with Spotify. Spotify reached out to Tony Curry Radio. We've been around now for about 2.5-3 years, and they reached out to us late last year, and they have heard about us. They know about the Blues Almighty Show, about the Damon Johnson Show, about Adapter Parish, about Dark Side of the Pooch, about When in Rome, Live Wire Wednesday, the Classic Hip Hop Show. We have all these wonderful shows that we do around the clock here on Tony Curry Radio, and so they reached out to us and asked us if we would go in partnership with them to do a podcast platform. And I said that'd be great. And so we talked about price and how we were going to push it out and you know, doing some digital advertising and stuff like that. And I said, let's do it. So I don't know if you saw the story, but a couple of days ago, Neil Young came out and asked Spotify to take all of his music off of their platform because of the Joe Rogan Experience. He said, I'm doing this because Spotify is spreading fake information about vaccines, potentially causing death to those who believe in the disinformation being spread by them. I want all my music off their platform. They can have Joe Rogan or Neil Young, but not both. Spotify respected Young's ultimatum and opted to pull the Rock and Roll Hall of Famers catalog from their platform. In doing so, it resulted in a new round of criticism as musicians and fans now, of course, are taking sides. In support, Niles Lofgren also had his music removed from Spotify. He said, we're going to miss the $3.28 check we get every single year, but we'll forge ahead righteously. David Crosby came out and said, it makes me proud of him. Clay Hanley's of the 90s alt-rock band Letters to Cleo wrote, if record labels plus fans found out in the 90s that Tower Records was ripping off artists using music profits to bankroll and elevate Rush Limbaugh, the shelves would have been empty. I hope more powerful artists follow Neil Young's stance on toxic jock Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan, of course, is the cornerstone and the biggest and most listened to show on Spotify. And I get that. I've listened to Joe's stuff. I like Joe's stuff. I don't particularly stand behind him and how he feels about vaccinations. And I think he's been, if you listen to Joe, you realize, Buddy Little, good morning to you. I think you realize that he's just like a normal, I'm not saying he's ignorant by any stretch. He's a super smart guy. He's a UFC guy, and he's turned this show into this monster podcast where people love watching him. He's got special guests. He's got resources. But it sounds like he's just kind of talking his way through, and I think that's the allure of his show. It doesn't feel scripted, and it feels like he's just kind of talking to people and just trying to talk. And so I don't look at Joe Rogan as an anti-vaxxer. I think he just has a ton of questions. And while he may believe in science in some areas of his life, he's certainly not believing in science when it comes to this pandemic. Meanwhile, we're all just trying to figure out how the hell to get through this thing, and hopefully the Omicron thing is done and there's no more variants. God forbid. Anyway, we've always been told, I used to have a boss in the radio world when I worked up at Classic Rock 99, vote with your feet. We'd always have, we bring a new show in, we're bringing this new show in. If you don't like it, vote with your feet. Get the hell out. Because this is what we're doing. We're getting behind this thing. We're putting a lot of money behind it, and I want you to go sell it. And there were a couple shows that came on, morning shows, that I wasn't real crazy about, but I was the leader there at Classic Rock for 20 years. And so they'd sit down with me first. They'd go, Tony, you're the man here. Everyone listens to you. Everyone looks up to you. And if you don't get behind this, we're going to have an issue. And so, obviously, I would get behind it and push it, even though I wasn't real crazy about it. And so, vote with your feet. Here's what we're seeing here on Spotify. Now, I don't know how much Neil Young makes in Spotify. I don't know how much David Crosby makes. I don't know how much Cleo makes. Sebastian Bach also came out and called on his fellow musicians to voice support for Young. Skid Row came out. Motley Crue has come out. All these different artists are not coming out saying that they're getting behind Neil Young, and they believe that being on this Spotify platform is basically endorsing Joe Rogan, and by endorsing Joe Rogan, you're endorsing anti-vaxxers. I don't see it that way. And again, if you're an up-and-coming band and you need that check every month from Spotify, and if you're getting a lot of listens through Spotify, you may look at it a little differently. If David Crosby's getting a check for $1.78 every month, he probably doesn't give a damn. But I think it's interesting because I'll be honest with you, I'm starting to rethink our partnership with Spotify, which, by the way, has not started yet. It's going to start sometime in February. And I don't want to be associated with a platform, much like Netflix with Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle is the most watched, most listened to performer on the Netflix platform. And he came out. Obviously, I hate the word anti. Just because you make fun of something, particularly if you're a comedian, you're not anti this. You're getting a joke. You're making people laugh. The LGBTQ plus IA community. And of course, a lot of that community came out and said, you know, we're voting with our feet. We're going to get rid of our subscription to Netflix. We're not going to do that. Blah, 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 blah. Netflix consequently took him off. And now they're doing a Netflix comedy tour and they brought him back on. It's one of those things where, hey, look, this is like when a police officer does something bad, we put him on the desk job until things cool off a little bit, then we bring him back in. Not always saying that's right, but that's how you do it. You keep him on the clock, you keep him on his pay, you get him off the street, you let things cool off a little bit, then he goes back out and hopefully no one notices. And that's what Netflix did with Dave Chappelle. When you heard about him getting off Netflix, everybody was talking about it. When he came back on, no one knew about it. And he's back on again. So I'm not sure. I'm going to have to feel this Spotify thing out. It's a great platform. A lot of people think that we compete with Spotify. We don't. We're a classic rock station. We have all of our own material. Everything we do here on Tony Curry Radio is unique. You can't hear it anywhere else. But we do see the need to make sure that everything we have available here is on demand. Because if you can't listen at 1 and 8 or listen to me in the mornings at 7:30 to 9:30 or whatever, you want to make sure you can go out and listen to it again. And when the content is as good as it is here on Tony Curry Radio, first of all, it deserves to be heard. And second of all, it'll get a lot more listens. People will binge listen to it, and that helps our numbers. And then we make money, and everyone's happy. So I would love to get your thoughts through TonyCurryRadio.net, TonyCurryRadio.net. Become a bonehead and tell me what your thoughts are on the whole Spotify thing. Or if you're on Facebook this morning, get on there and let me know as well. Dolly Parton. Let me take a big sip of my big-ass cup of coffee before we get started here. She's amazing. I love me some Dolly Parton. Damon Johnson was on several months ago, and we did a show, Top 6 Rock Artists That Aren't in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Dolly Parton's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Could be because she's pure country, whatever, but she will get in. She's amazing. And so we played some Jolene, and she was incredible. She has recently come out and talked about her husband, Carl Thomas Dean. They said I do back in 1966, so I know they're going to be turning 56, their wedding, because their anniversary, because I was also born in 1966. She said, I like to dress up for Carl. I love this. Every day I put on some makeup, fix my hair, because I think, well, the whole world, I'm out here and everyone else sees me all dressed up, and I'm not just going to go home and be a schlump. Nobody wants to make out with a slouch. It's important for me that I look as good as I can. I think it kind of helps keep things spicy. If you've been in a long-term relationship or a marriage, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You always want to look good for your wife or your husband. There are some times certainly where he's going to see you at your worst. He's going to see you at your best. There's nothing better than when you're getting ready to go to a wedding or a special event and you see your wife all made up and you hadn't seen her that way in about a year. You're like, wow, you look fantastic. You got the raccoon eyes. You got the hair. I mean, she's finally putting some heavy makeup on and you're like, you look fantastic. I used to watch an old girlfriend of mine get ready to go to work in the morning. It turned me on like nobody's business. Christy Kirkpatrick, good morning to you. I used to watch that, and I would lay in bed, and I worked late in the afternoon, and so I would look up, and I would see her getting ready in the mirror in the morning. It was so, so stinking hot. It was so great. So the 76-year-old went on to say, I thought, well, I'll go surprise my husband. On our 50th anniversary, she cooked breakfast for him in her bunny suit that she wore when she was on Playboy magazine in 1978. She said he got a kick out of it, and evidently a few other people did too. She goes on to say that there are times, and sometimes I'll look at Carl, and he'll be in his lazy boy chair, and I'll go, what the hell did I marry this guy for? But she knows why. It's a full package. She said, we have our little times, like in the springtime when the first daffodils come out. Even there's still some snow around, my husband always brings me a bouquet. He'll usually write me a little poem. which to me, that's priceless, like a date in itself. She also said her first date she went to with her husband was McDonald's. But these days, Pardon does all the cooking for two. She still does all the cooking for her and Carl. I'll cook the stuff we know we love. I'll pack it up in a picnic basket. Then we'll go to some riverbank somewhere with a little camper park and have a picnic. Or we'll just stop by the little Davis Inn Hotel. Go in, as long as the bed's clean and there's a bathroom, we'll just do our little things like that. Don't you love that? Or I'll do a candlelight dinner. We don't make an issue out of it. It's like certain days you feel like a certain way, and I'll say I'm going to go surprise him. And we're going to have a real cloth napkins, a real crystal. I'm going to put the real china out instead of the paper plates we usually eat, and because we don't want to have to wash our dishes, sometimes we've got out the real crystal. She also revealed that the secret behind her decades-long marriage is surprisingly simple, and I love this about Dolly Parton. Keep it simple and be comfortable in your own skin. We've talked about that with Dr. Josh Klipp all the time, man. Be authentic to yourself. Be transparent. Be authentic. Super hot. She said, that's sexy. You may not want to dress or look like me. You can take that any way you want for yourself. I'm a very passionate person in everything I do, and I think passion has great sex appeal. I think people are drawn to that because passion is magic. There's an energy, and I've always been a great lover because I'm passionate. I just feel my sensuality, my sexuality, my passion, and I don't have to apologize for any of it. I've never been offensive in any way, never tried to be, or never tried to be anything other than just who I am. Don't you just love some Dolly Parton? Don't you love her? I love that. So, I read the story, and I think it's like the most amazing thing I've ever heard, the most amazing thing I've ever seen, the most amazing thing that I'd ever experienced, and I hate her for it. I hate her for it. I'm like, really? You dress up for your husband in a bunny suit? You go do picnics? You look after him? You do all these things? And when he's doing the same thing for you, that's what a great relationship and a great marriage is all about. That's how a marriage lasts nearly 60 years. You honor each other. It's even in your stinking wedding vows. You honor each other. You ever notice when you're with your wife or your husband and you spill a glass of milk on her floor, it's like, damn it, what? Yeah. And then when a neighbor comes over and they spill a glass of milk, what happens? It's okay. I got it. I got it. It's okay. It's no problem. I'll clean it up. I got it. Maybe if we did that for each other, just because we've known each other for 50 or 60 years or 50 or 60 days, maybe if we did that for each other, we honored each other a little bit more, we supported each other a little bit more because we trust each other and we love each other, we wouldn't have as many divorces or many issues. I'm as guilty as the next guy. I'm as guilty as the next guy because you take it for granted, you know they're there, and you think they're going to be there forever, and that's just not the truth. In this particular case, Dolly Parton has figured it out. And I love... You know, don't wait till Valentine's Day is coming up here in a couple weeks. Don't wait till Valentine's Day to bring your wife flowers. Take your wife some flowers on February 10th and see what happens. Do it. Richard Zork, good morning. Take your wife some flowers on February 16th and see what happens, assuming that you give her something on the 14th. Take your wife a nice little card, write a poem for her on April 17th and see what happens. And watch the fireworks fly. It's wonderful. It's great. Look after each other. Finally, I want to talk about this story about women wearing growing hair. My daughter's down here on the floor. She's doing her homework and pick her hair off her legs.
No.
So there's this new thing going on where women are deciding not to shave anymore. And the first time I heard it, I was like, oh, here we go. Listen, I've been around enough women. I've dated enough women. I was married for almost 20 years. I realize there's going to be some times where they just forget to shave their legs for a week or two. It happens. I'm not real crazy about getting whisker kisses from my wife's legs, but it happens. And it really doesn't mean a whole lot. But boy, you know, when you get that special event, if she's going out for sips and strokes, she's shaving them legs. So evidently, a lot of women now are saying, you know what, I'm done. We're not doing this anymore. It's uncomfortable. It's a pain. I don't like to do it. Guys don't have to do it. We don't have to shave anything. We do a little. I think the manscaping thing is super important. Men need to manscape because it makes things look bigger and better. But, you know, for the most part, you know, we don't have to shave. I haven't shaved since Tuesday. Women are like, I don't want to shave anymore. And I'm totally cool with that. But I ask you one thing. If you're not going to shave, don't shave right from the beginning. That's all I'm going to say. What happens, and this woman was on a date, She was 19. She's from the U.S., described how a date she was going with this guy she met on TikTok. She jokingly says she agreed to go to an arcade date. She was used to guys playing games anyway, so at least it's something I'm used to. They were playing a game, and he randomly turned to her and said, "Listen, I just want to let you know that I personally do not care about body hair." She's like, "What?" She was shocked by the comment and replied, "Thanks, that's nice. Don't know why you're really telling me that." So she thought to herself that this guy must be super progressive, like he was almost telling her, "Hey, I want you to grow body hair." Later on the date, Sophia headed to the bathroom, and as she's looking in the mirror, she realized she forgot to shave one of her armpits. She's like, "I bet you're wondering how in the world did he see your armpit was unshaved?" Well, they were at an arcade, so they were shooting baskets. She had a little T-top on, and he could see her hairy armpits. She looked absolutely mortified by her blunder as she finished the video, which she captioned, "Definitely not going to get a second date out of this guy." She couldn't help but laugh. The fact that one arm is much worse than the other was kind of a weird thing. She said, "I don't know what happened. I shaved my right armpit, and I forgot to shave my left armpit." Listen, women grow hair everywhere, guys. It's there, right? So all I'll say is this, because we've done this story a million times. If you're going to be one of these gals, one of these women, you want to be progressive and you just don't want to shave anymore, and I've dated women that had some hairy armpit, I'm like, wasn't my deal. I wasn't real crazy about it, but you know, I realize there's more than just to a woman, just a hairy armpit. But don't get all shaved up and whistle when you walk because you're so wonderful and have it all. By the way, women who do that looks like John Belushi doing the samurai swords. Like, I don't know how you ladies do it and not cut yourself and bleed to death. It's amazing. But if you're going to do that for a first date and you're going to do that while you're courting your man, then don't lure him in and then all of a sudden 6 months later say, I'm not going to do it anymore. Because that's the same thing as a dude holding the car door open for you, buying you flowers on a first date, saying thank you and please, and being a total gentleman, dressing to the nines, and then 6 months later, getting in front of his Nintendo and saying, "I ain't going out with your friends tonight. I'm going to be sitting here for the next 16 hours on my grippies." It's the same thing. And that's where it goes back to the whole Dolly Parton thing. It never changes. You got to continue to honor the person you're with. You got to continue to impress them. A lot of people are like, "Oh, I get in relationships because I don't want to have to do any more than your relationship ain't gonna last. It ain't gonna last. It gets old. You let yourself go." You ever see the woman, the guy who are all fit and they're all married, and then 15 years later, he weighs like 328 pounds and can't get off the couch? It ain't gonna last. If you love him, if you love him for what he is, but you let yourself go. She didn't marry that. And I'm not saying you can't change and grow together. That's fine. But when all of a sudden you're letting yourself go, if you're not going to honor yourself, why in the hell are you going to honor your wife or your husband? Think about it. Something to think about. All right, When in Rome, a brand new show. We're going to air that today with Stuart Rum from Woodhouse Day Spas, Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com. He is fantastic, 905-7676. Check him out there, a wonderful place. It's a wonderful show. We'll do that at 1 and 7. Then, of course, the Damon Johnson Show goes off at noon and 8. We'll do a replay of Tony Curry Live from 6 until 7 right here on Tony Curry Radio.